the first in the list of dues is to Guru Padashraya, to accept the shelter of the lotus feet of a spiritual master. Then Shiksheti Diksheti, one should take instruction from him, and one should take initiation. So these are the first three items. But to come to that stage, one must begin the preliminary practice of bhakti yoga. And then when the prospective disciple feels ready and the guru feels the prospective disciples ready, and the Vaishnavas, the other instructors and authorities recommend the candidate, and she can be initiated. But as the word initiate means, well, there are different meanings of initiation, but one meaning of initiate is to begin something. So, as our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada said, initiation doesn't mean that one has become perfect, but initiation means that one is beginning officially. Before initiation, one has begun, but not officially. It's sort of like one is auditing a class in the university. So one's learning, but when one is officially enrolled, then one gets formal credit. So it's a very momentous occasion. The example is given of a turtle in the ocean just being cast about by the waves of the ocean. And in that ocean is a board. And in the board there's a hole. And the chances of getting a spiritual master compared to the chances of a turtle in the ocean just coming up under that board through that hole in the board onto the safety and security of that raft. Some people are fortunate enough to come in to the association of devotees at an early age. Some devotees have children, and their children are introduced to bhakti yoga and the association of devotees from the beginning. But as our dear friend, His Holiness Ratatpa Goswami sometimes says, that these children, they're born into the Hare Krishna movement, but they haven't joined the Hare Krishna movement. They have to decide for themselves. But still, it's very fortunate for them. And others of us, and Donna herself is an example, others of us undergo a tortuous journey to come to a bona fide spiritual master. Donna told us a little about her journey yesterday in Patagonia. I'm also one who met, I'm sure, at least a dozen gurus, or so-called gurus, and I had almost become hopeless. And then finally, I met Srila Prabhupada. So it is a very fortunate occasion when someone comes in touch with a bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada and his faithful servants. And the responsibility of the spiritual master is to guide the disciple, and the responsibility of the disciple is to follow the guidance. I recently gave the example, one may know that one is diseased, one may know that one needs a doctor, one may find a competent doctor and know it, and one may be given the appropriate treatment by the doctor and know it, but still one has to take the treatment, one has to take the medicine. No one can do that for you. So it's a reciprocation, a loving reciprocation. There's also an element of fear. Tamalkrishna Goswami, who's one of the stalwart disciples of Srila Prabhupada and pioneers of the Krishna consciousness movement, he often commented that our relationship was based on a combination of love and fear. Fear of, mainly of displeasing him. It could be fear of being chastised, but really more fundamental is the fear of displeasing him. So it's the initiation is considered a contract. The spiritual master agrees to guide the disciple back to Godhead, and the disciple agrees to follow the guidance. And during Srila Prabhupada's presence, he was the only spiritual master in ISKCON who gave the initiation. But even then, as I mentioned, in one letter Srila Prabhupada said that, initiation doesn't mean that one has become perfect. And therefore one needs further training. And so any devotee who gives that training can also be accepted as a spiritual master, or like a spiritual master, an instructing spiritual master, and an honored as Prabhu, as Master. So it really is a, like sometimes they say, it takes a village to raise a child. So spiritually, it's like that also. It takes a village, it takes a society of devotees to raise a child, a spiritual child, to maturity. Of course, in this process, one could take birth. Yes, it's a very nice statement that, you know, everyone is born with a father and a mother, but it's a very rare and fortunate person who gets a spiritual father. The Vedas are considered the mother, and the spiritual master is considered the father. So Dana, I don't know exactly how old she is, but this is like, so the first birth is the birth from one's biological mother and father, and the second birth is the initiation. So this is like her birthday.
Hare Krishna.
But there have been others. There was one lady in Carpinteria. She was 95 when she took initiation. So it's never too late. It's never too soon. It's never too late. So in this community here in Tucson and the greater area extending to Patagonia, of course, there are so many wonderful devotees, and it's said that every Vaishnava is a guru, is a Shiksha guru. But in particular, here we have Jivananda Prabhu and Mother Sundamini, and because they have been guiding Dana and most of us here, I thought it would be most appropriate for them also to speak, and also because they're very knowledgeable and realized. Generally, at initiations, Srila Prabhupada would speak about initiation, about spiritual master and disciple, and about the holy name. She's being officially initiated into the chanting of the holy name, and he would speak about the 10 offenses. So I thought we could call on Jivananda Prabhu to speak whatever he feels appropriate, but perhaps touching on spiritual master and disciple. And then Mother Sundamini, she's the temple president, she's the authority. We don't suggest to her, she suggests to us, so she can speak as her heart moves her. And I'm sure it will be beautiful. And I will speak on the holy name and the offenses to be avoided while chanting. So thank you. We welcome you. It's very encouraging to see all of you here. And yes, Donna, you can look around and note everyone who's here today to support you. And I'm sure that they will welcome you to approach them for any help or support that you feel you need along the way. So, Jivananda Prabhu.